Rates of alcohol abuse in Alaska are some of the highest in the nation, and communities across the state regularly suffer from domestic violence, suicide, and other related issues because of it. Tonight, we reach the conclusion of our reporting series, Being Young in Rural Alaska, from the producers of Kids These Days. Traveling and reporting in rural Alaska, it's impossible to miss the signs of alcohol abuse, and yet people often don't talk about it. So what's it like to be a kid growing up around heavy alcohol use in small-town Alaska? Sarah Gonzalez heads to Kotzebue to find out.
Teens in the Youth Leader Program in Kotzebue have some strong opinions about alcohol.
I grew up here seeing people drunk. I've heard stories about people dying from over-drinking, and I've seen what drinking could do to a person, and I don't like it.
Hurts the family, too.
Drinking can affect the family emotionally, physically, and mentally.
Fighting and don't remember the family times and stuff like that.
Alcohol and abuse, really, that I don't like about this town.
They're outspoken among their peers on the issues of drinking, smoking, using drugs, trying to both educate and set a good example for younger students. They've grown up surrounded by a lot of alcohol.
I've seen my mom and relatives drinking.
My dad, my uncle, and them, and I don't want to act the way they did.
After they've been drinking, how they were, their behavior, and in the morning they would just be grouchy. I don't want to be like that.
And that really saddens me to see the people, my people that I grew up with, acting like that.
It makes me feel like I'm the adult and they're the children.
Marita Capelli is now a young adult in her 20s. She grew up in Kiana, a small village outside Kotzebue. She's now an administrator within the bureau.
A lot. There was a lot of drinking growing up. I mean, it was just the social norm.
Capelli says, for her, that growing up in a place where alcohol was restricted and where people struggled with alcoholism made it difficult to form any sort of so-called normal view on drinking.
I would say it wasn't until I left Alaska that I realized that, oh, they have liquor open on the shelves here. It's not locked up, you know, in a whole separate store, or there is a different way to drink responsibly, and even a healthy way to drink, you know, to have a drink and to be able to stop at a drink or two rather than finishing a bottle in 15 minutes. So
Kotzebue voted 3 years ago to allow alcohol, and 2 years ago, the package store and distribution center opened in town. Purchasing liquor is legal in limited quantities and only after paying the city for a permit and a background check. The system brings in revenue for the city and allows for pretty strict regulation. That's won the support of many community members, including law enforcement. Police Chief Craig Motes says that the opening of the store hasn't made much of an impact on the number of alcohol-related calls that they respond to.
Well, we respond to a number of calls, ranging from theft to assaults. So.
And then do you have any way of knowing if the assaults or anything else were related to alcohol?
Generically here, we say the anomaly is when it's not alcohol related.
Those who want to get drunk will find a way to get their booze one way or another, whether homebrew or bootlegging or in a store, which is why some think that teaching youth how to have a healthier relationship with alcohol through moderation could be a more valuable message than the total abstinence one. Scotty Barr grew up in Kotzebue, and he's now a health educator with Aquila.
If we can, as parents, teach them to stay healthy and not scare them off where, you know, okay, alcohol is bad for you, tobacco is bad for you. It's like you're fueling them, saying, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to try this.
But there's enough stigma about alcohol abuse that many moderate users don't want to engage in any sort of public alcohol-related behavior, says Marita, like buying a bottle of wine at a local package store.
I won't go there, you know, and that's the thing, is it's not that I won't have a drink, but I won't go there. There is definitely a stigma.
And while so many people still struggle with alcohol abuse, the stigma may remain. Manilik Association is trying new methods in its treatment and recovery programs to try to bring those numbers down. Bree Swanson is the administrator for social services. She says it used to be that the way those services were offered wasn't successful. Helping people get better away from their families and villages meant that they often returned to the same harmful environment from before. Recovery support groups were often canceled due to lack of participation. Turning all that around came down to dependable facilitators, establishing trust, and implementing Inupiaq values.
We started off with nobody showing up, and now we actually had to a point where we had 24 in a group, so we actually had to add more hours just recently.
Swanson says that training village-based counselors helps people where they live, and Manilik's starting to implement telemedicine capabilities too, so providers in the hub of Kotzebue can remotely connect to outlying clients in the villages. But turning a life around from alcohol abuse isn't just quitting the drink, she says. It's about having work, feeling useful, being surrounded by supportive family and friends, managing everyday stressors. It's really about getting the entire community well.
You know, you go back into the same community with the same people doing the same things, and it's very, very easy to get pulled back into that same cycle.
Breaking the cycle is a frequent topic of conversation among the teen youth leaders and their advisor, Michelle Woods. She's no nonsense when it comes to discussing the topic with them.
If you're going to stay in the village, then you make it a good village. If you don't like the fact that you can't walk down the street because you've got a bunch of drunks being assholes, then you change it. And you change it now, and you change it by your attitude and what you say to the little kids.
And the young people want that change. 15-year-old Lorena Gephardt wants to go away to college to become a pharmacist and then come back to Kotzebue to live, work, and raise her own family. She hopes to do all that in a healthier environment.
With that stuff gone, like no more drunks or no more smoking or just a healthier diet could really make a difference in this community.
Do you think that you guys can help that happen?
I do think that because we are the next generation. We're the voices, and we do make an impact.
And they most likely will if they receive the support they need to make those healthier decisions for themselves, their families, and for the community as a whole. Reporting from Kotzebue, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.